From the campus of Maharshi University of Management, you are listening to World Radio, KHOE 90.5 FM, and to the program What's New on Campus. And today, we welcome Drs. Alric and Cynthia Erinatter, course leaders of the very popular The Individual is Cosmic course being held in Dalby Hall at the Argyro Student Center. Welcome, Cynthia and Alric.
Hi, Stan.
Thank you, Stan.
We have heard all kinds of good things about this course, and you are having the final one coming up in a couple of days, and please tell us about it and your experience about the courses that you've had. How has it been for you? We know how the course participants feel about it, but how do you feel about it?
The course sort of has a life of its own. We were fortunate to be offered the opportunity to put together something to allow this beautiful electronic model of Vedic physiology that was designed by Maharshi over about 10-year period of time. He left this gift behind for us, and we were asked to maybe structure it into a course format, of which we did, and then we offered it, and then a number of people came, and then more people came, and then we had to keep offering it over and over again. Now we're coming on to the eighth course. It's coming Monday night, on Super Monday. Super radiant Monday. So we're just like running along with the whole thing. It's a phenomenon of nature itself. It's just coming with Maharshi's consciousness. This model is just a superb example of Vedic technology, mm-hmm. Vedic science and technology, and how when the blinking lights on different aspects of the physiology do their thing, the corresponding aspect of the Rig Ved, the impulses of Ved or the impulses of our own cells, that constitution of the universe, that interaction between the blinking lights and the physiology and the sound of the Vedic recitation creates quite a dynamic to reorganize brain and bodily physiology. It's really a remarkable thing. Maybe Cynthia could share some of the experiences that have been reported.
Yes, I love this one. This gentleman, he talked about, was really the experience of disorder becoming reordered by that awareness being able to get to those fine levels of where the physiology, those Vedic sounds, are actually being congealed into the organs or the tissues of the physiology. And that's what the model allows for. And this one gentleman, he had, when he was young, around 7 years old, he had an accident off of his bike, and he hurt his neck pretty bad. And so for 50 years, he's been dealing with that fall that he had when he was 7, going to specialists and doctors, and all of them would just tell him, you know, you're just going to have to live with the pain and live with the situation for the rest of your life. There's nothing we can do. And 2 sessions of listening to the model, he had some reordering of the disorder that was there, and I think it's been 4 or 5 months now, it's just gone, completely gone. And just it is, the sounds come, and within a blink, the disorder has reordered into order. It's an amazing technology that Maharshi's given to us, and we're so fortunate to be able to participate in it. And
yeah, it's very remarkable. I think we have hundreds of experiences now that have been handed in from the course participants from these about 6 months worth of courses. Almost every senses, people have reported changes in level of senses, on the level of the motor system, on the level of how the brain feels in general. Somebody had a trauma when they were young and their brain never felt right, and all of a sudden it feels okay now. Changes in almost every organ system in the body, people felt there was improvements in different areas that they had concerns. Now, people didn't come necessarily sitting there going, I want to fix this, I want to fix that. And, of course, that's not how the model works. Basically, the model works like all of Maharshi's technologies. It's on that level of effortlessness and innocence, because when we're most effortless, when we're very simple and innocent, then the mind and the awareness becomes very settled. When the awareness is more settled, it's more self-referral. And a self-referral awareness is one of all possibilities. So though we may have somewhere in our thinking and our awareness and desires specific possibilities we'd like to see improved or eliminated, when you reach that and enliven that field of all possibilities through the experience with this model, then everything in the physiology gets reworked, reorganized, reconnected in the proper perfect sequence from which it sprung in the first place. That the physiology is just an expression of vade, and vade is an expression of the self of every individual. So within every individual, there is already that perfection there. Everybody is already perfect on the level of Atma, on the level of the self, that perfect sequence of natural law. And as it moves in through the DNA and the organ systems and our development as a human being, that vade is still there. It is still the essence. Every little impulse of the physiology is nothing more than an impulse of vade. And the model just helps the individual align their physiology with that perfect sequence of the vade. And by doing that, the physiology spontaneously adjusts itself, and whatever was more disorderly becomes more orderly, and we benefit from that.
And I always wondered why Maharshi spent so much time with Maharaj Adiraj Rajaram bringing out his book, Human Physiology, Expression of Veda and the Vedic Literature, and why it was that topic. And really, this model in the course makes Maharaj Adiraj Rajaram's discovery practical to us, because we can sit and hear the sounds and see the actual physiology and have that same intellectual understanding. And this allows those sounds, just like Alaric said, to reset the disorder into order. And I think this experience that someone had, I'm going to read it to you, is really the reason that Maharshi felt that it was so important to have not only this model, but Maharaj's discovery. And this experience, I feel, kind of says it all. Here we go. Quote, "Since the course started, I feel as though the Ved stepped out of the books and entered my physiology. It is a great relief because I have been acutely aware lately of my body not following up with the wholeness growing in my consciousness. Now this course is bridging the gap between consciousness and matter, the body, so that I can be one whole person in body and mind. I feel that my body now is pulsating Vade," end quote. And
that's
this
beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? And this just does tell the whole story, why it's so important that this finite physiology is able to reflect the perfect sequence of the Vade and Vedic literature, because the consciousness is so infinite. And of course, our mind can experience that infinite status, but the body has to be able to reflect that. And that's what the model allows us to do, to really make practical Maharaj Adiraj Rajaramji's discovery.
So this is the last course you're going to be holding at this campus. Maybe you'll be holding some more elsewhere, I don't know. But what are the dates and the times that the courses can be held?
Yeah, this will be probably the last course of this type this year, actually, for some time. We probably, in the springtime, will be offering a second version of this course, which will incorporate the Vedic model, the beautiful electronic Vedic model. But the course dates for this one are December. It starts on this coming Monday, the 5th, which is Super Radiance Monday, which is a very nice, auspicious date. So it runs for 7 nights in Dalby Hall at 8 o'clock. It runs the first week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then there's a break, and we begin again the next week, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then the following week, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And, of course, the fees have been reduced considerably to make it available to everybody on campus and in the community. And for those who want to come again, we really recommend it. The repeat fee is very, very low. And people really notice that the more times they take the course, the deeper the experience and the more profound the benefits that they get.
And this December course is going to include a lot of special festivities. And one of them we're very excited about is our world premiere of a mini feature, which is produced by Maurice, our pioneer on the Invincible America course, and you can't miss this. This is going to be fantastic. We're producing a promotion video that will go up on YouTube and be able to go all the way around the world. And Maurice has spent just hundreds of hours on it. It's so professional. It's knock your socks off. You got to see it. And then we're going to have a very special announcement that many people are going to be wanting to hear from the Health Ministry of the Global Country of World Peace, how you can actually have Vedic sounds in your own home, which many people want. Always they come up to us and say, how can I have this in my home? And one of the favorite things on all the courses is participating in the live EEG brainwave demonstration. And the last course, it really got exciting, Stan, because at the very end of the brainwave demonstration, one of the course participants said, why doesn't the whole group meditate and we can see if we can change the brainwaves? And it was really exciting what happened. And so we want to do that again. And it's fun too, Stan. Anybody that wants to volunteer to have their brain mapped, we put their names in the hat and then we draw. So one of the course participants gets to see their brainwaves as well as everybody in the audience. Quite a brave soul.
That every time it turned out to be quite good, everybody's brain seems to be in very good shape, a very high level of coherence.
And we're also going to have a presentation of the success that all of you that have participated in this course have really created. Alaric and I always feel that we look out at you and we think, you are the ones really that have made this course successful. Because you come, and some people have taken it 7, 6, 5 times, and we just love you all for that, and we hope to see everyone again this Monday, Super Radiance Monday, December 5th.
Well, it sounds like there's something for everyone this time around. somebody told me that the plastic model that's being used is available. Is that true? Is that people can actually buy their own?
Yes. The model was produced in Flowdrop over a number of years, and it's available from Flowdrop, from the Ministry of Health, and they can contact the Ministry of Health, or they can contact us and we can help them. The model is available for personal use if they like. It's also available for use in centers and other institutions like that. I just remind people that the course really is structured around Maharishi's beautiful knowledge that we want to put Atma to practice. This is Maharishi's phrase. Put Atma to practice in daily life, which means we want to have the opportunity to allow everybody to have the greatest level of success in their lives, which means to develop the highest level of consciousness. And there's this beautiful tape in the course where Maharishi talks about how all the different Vedic technologies he's offered to us help bring about this increased enlivenment of awareness and brain coherence. And there's this beautiful tape by Maharaj where he goes into the mechanics of how the Ved actually formulates the physiology and can improve its functioning by using the model. We also have a presentation on modern scientific research, the basis of why the brain can be so plastic, why when you put your attention on something, it actually changes who you are. So what you put your attention on, that's what you become. And by putting your attention just for a few minutes in our schedule on the model and on little knowledge here and there, by attending the course, by having your attention in the course like that, the brain, because it is plastic, will adapt to that. And that's this idea that whatever might have been not quite so perfectly Vedic sequence now becomes more perfectly Vedic sequence, and we benefit from that improved health and clarity and enlightenment. And of course, the part of the course is we have this brainwave demo, and maybe at some point we could talk about what we found, where when the group, minute the group started meditating, we did a silent signal so the person who had their eyes closed didn't know when they actually meditated. You could see every single time, we did it a number of times, every single time the group started meditating, that person who was hooked up to the EEG, their brainwaves changed almost instantaneously, essentially within a second. And in almost every case, there was a vast, remarkable increase in the level of coherence, not only in the front of the brain, where it's usual to find it in people who have practiced Maharshi's transcendental meditation, but we found that if you looked on the screen, and we have this Nexus machine with these very beautiful, color, vivid graphics, we can see all these channels of coherence being displayed real time. And you could say real time that the entire brain would become coherent when the group started. It was just remarkable. So it shows the power of the group. And of course, this is why we enjoy meditating in the domes and the different meeting halls. And this is also what we've seen in the past when research was done showing that the group can influence a person at a distance, their meditation, or at least their brainwaves. So maybe sometime we can go into some of the details about what we found. But it is a remarkable thing that the group does have a profound influence, nearly instantaneous, and it must be, because there's a distance there, some quantum mechanical effect, and Dr. Hagelin would have an opportunity to explain that. But there's this instantaneous, no space, no time effect of the group on the individual, and a great improvement and enlivenment of coherence and orderliness in brain function, and you would imagine, therefore, in the experiences a person's having too.
So we hope you all come out and give yourself, since it's the holiday season, a gift of health, a gift of perfect sequence within your DNA. And Stan, wasn't there a reindeer called Blinken?
Winken, Blinken, and Nod?
That was reindeer, huh?
It's okay. We
and it was Rudolph.
Yeah, he had a blinking nose or
somebody
something.
Had a blinking nose.
That's an organ.
And I think he needed more nose or something.
Well, maybe he should come to your course to take care of it.
Blinking nose is not a symptom, which is very good. Unless it's dark outside, then maybe it's beneficial.
That's another one of our features, our special attraction.
Blink,
our special
yes.
Special guest,
Maharshi,
Rudolph.
Maharshi said, all total knowledge in one blink. Isn't that great? I mean, it's just fantastic that this gift came to us. The individual is cosmic. This course is experiencing the beautiful electronic model of Vedic physiology. And by doing that, enlivening perfection in individual life through access to all these laws of nature that are available to us in the sounds of the Ved and the Vedic literature. In other words, just really accessing our own birthright, the constitution of the universe, this gift of Gurudev. Just enlivening the constitution of the universe in every fabric of our physiology. It's a great gift and a great experience.
It really sounds good. I have to come because I want some of this knowledge myself. Now, the date again is this Monday at 8 o'clock. And how do people sign up? Can they sign up online?
They can sign up online, Stan. And all they have to do is email. It's not a website. It's an email. And it's perfectman@mum.edu. And if that doesn't work for some reason, they can just come a little bit early on Monday night, December 5th, to Dalby Hall in the Argyro Center. And we have a wonderful, great team of organizers that's been with us course after course. And we really feel that the success of this is not only all our family, of course, participants, but all of those that have helped us on so many levels.
The group and continue education and distance education, great team. I mean, they just really do a great job. And that brings up this one maybe final point, and that is the course was recorded early on, and it's now in production. And the idea is that it would be available globally online in the middle of January of 2012. So we'll see with that production schedule should be matched. And so by middle of January, people anywhere in the world could have access to this beautiful model that Maharshi designed for us. It's a great gift of natural law.
Well, this is the most amazing. I mean, thank you so much, both of you, because this knowledge is so precious to people. I've only heard good things about this course, and that's why you had so many people return and take it over and over again. I mean, I can see why. And I'm tempted to ask you what's next, since this is the end of this part of your journey as far as this course goes. But maybe we'll have to find out later on.
Well, on Christmas Day, we're going to be traveling to Flow Drop, and we'll be giving the course there from the 27th through the 31st. And then we're also going to be going to many different places throughout Europe, including Turkey and the UK and some other places that we'll announce. It's very exciting. And it really is just the model and all the consciousness that Maharshi saturated in that model for 10 years and all the revisions and redoing and different places they tried to make that model stand there. We heard the whole story from Soren, who was one of the great participators, as well as those at the health ministry like Dr. Pisha and Dr. Mulk and Dr. Keith Wallace. It's just been a group effort, and somehow Alaric and I get to ride the wave, and we feel very humbled and fortunate, and we look forward to seeing everybody Monday night.
Yes, please do come. We'd be delighted to see everybody again, and we'll fill Dalby Hall with everybody to experience Maharshi's beautiful knowledge.
And those of you that are out there listening, every time you see Stan, you tell him, now Monday night, Stan, don't forget.
Yeah, because we want to make sure Stan doesn't forget.
And you might think, oh, I don't go out at night. I don't want to go out. And it's funny because so many different ladies have come up to me throughout all these 8 courses and said, oh, no, I can't come. And then on the 5th or 6th, they go, oh, I have to come. And they say, well, you know, actually, I slept better when I came to the course than I did if I didn't come. So.
That's the magic of Maharshi's knowledge. You know, it's really, we know the effectiveness of his knowledge. And when we hear of something new, something enticing, something that could really bring us along, maybe the extra mile that we need, we're just drawn to that. And you two make it very easy. You're so easygoing and so proficient at what you're doing. And everybody really appreciates your conducting this course. So many, many congratulations, and we hope to see everybody there on Monday.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, everybody.